We're open for business. I think the West Side for too many years has had West Siders trading dollars with each other.
Mike Van Gessel is a West Sider and CEO of Rockford Construction. He moved the business to the West Side and is now transforming it. As the area develops, Rockford has hired 6 architectural firms for its projects.
We want the West Side to develop as much as possible in the context of how cities developed historically, right? It wasn't one architect or one developer that came in and did everything. That's not authentic.
New business district structures are not too tall and step down towards the neighborhoods.
We have developers who are coming in who have a good intent. They have a desire to help strengthen the community on the West Side. But we also have a historic pattern of disinvestment.
Ryan Verwise is the president and CEO of the Inner City Christian Federation. He says residents are cautious. ICCF is working with them and developers preserving affordable housing and business opportunities.
That it's opportunity that's equitable, that people have sufficient on-ramps to be a part of that returning vitality economically to the community.
Van Gessel explains the West Side is positioned to house a variety of residents, from students attending Grand Valley State University's West Side campus to young professionals and empty nesters.
You can have some lifestyles that the core of downtown doesn't deliver. You can have a backyard. You can have your pet. You can have some of the opportunity to go to bars and restaurants and have that walkability in your life.
But the success of the West Side may lie in retaining and attracting families and to make certain Grand Rapids public schools are successful. Patrick Center, WGVU News.